A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Money FM, Singapore's first business and personal finance station, and we're trying to keep fit as well at the same time and helping Asian urbanites achieve health and fitness with technology, it seems. We're joined by Jeremy Ralston, a former two-time Olympian, author, keynote speaker and coach and founder of Singapore health tech startup Activate Me. Jeremy, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Howie, it's a pleasure to be here.
Lofty ideals you want to achieve there, helping Asians achieve health and fitness with technology. Tell us how that all works.
Well, I mean, I guess the first thing is I think Asia is changing in front of our eyes. If you look at the changes in the last 5 years, you know, Asia wants health and fitness. You look at all the runs in Singapore, for example. But absolutely, Asia needs it. Perhaps people don't know that 60% of the world's diabetics are in Asia. And there's growing obesity, not just in places like Singapore where you get a skinny fat phenomenon. Often you look at places elsewhere in Asia, India, Malaysia, Philippines, you've got a growing obesity problem. And that's I guess that's a foundation for something that I want to change.
So talk to us about your journey, Olympic champion to entrepreneurship now at this stage.
It feels like a third Olympics, the entrepreneurial journey, I can tell you. Look, for me, when I did my sport, I was always working. I was, at a place like Goldman Sachs. So I was always working a very busy and stressful corporate life.
At the same time training.
At the same time as training for the Olympics. So I know what it's like to value fitness, health and wellness. And I also know what it's like to have the pressure of an overflowing inbox and a lot of pressures from a boss and everything that comes with that. So the journey for me to found Activate Me was seeing the need, but also it was a natural combination of my backgrounds of fitness and health, venture capital, which I'd worked in, and then a desire to make a difference in people's worlds.
Quickly, though, some tips for the busy executive before we head to the heavier stuff like people throwing excuses in your face and who has the time, Jeremy. What could they do, say, at their desks whilst the emails pile up, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm as guilty as anyone of this.
I highly doubt that, Jeremy.
No, I really am. My wife would tell you I'm a hypocrite. But look, I mean, simply put, just getting up from your desk and literally going over and grabbing some water, just moving. I mean, it really, really is that simple. But I think for anyone like myself who's a busy executive, yes, you do hear it all the time. It's time. It's convenient. And half of me knows that that's true because I've lived it, but half of me knows that that's also an excuse. And that's something that I hope that we'll solve with Activate Me.
That's the issue, though, isn't it, Jeremy? You can lead the horse to water. You can't force them to drink.
Yes.
So how can busy executives change that mindset? They'll always throw that excuse, if not at you, then at themselves.
Yes. I mean, I think, one, there's a value here of how much you value your health and how much you want to get fit. And another is just the examples of your day-to-day life. So I'll give you an example of what I mean. I don't think it needs to be as black and white as people say. You don't have to be all or nothing. Just life and healthy active living is a journey. It's a journey of a lot of little things. It's a journey of a little habits that change. And for someone, it might be drinking more water. For someone, it might be not eating out as much. For another person, it might be getting more active. The composite of that is healthy active living, and that takes many different ways, shapes and forms. It doesn't have to look in one way of I go to the gym and do a HIIT exercise.
That might help some, Jeremy. I think a lot of people think, oh, you know, if I'm supposed to embark on some sort of healthy lifestyle and exercise, that means, oh, an hour and a half at the gym, carrying this huge bag, taking a shower after, who knows if I can make my meeting after and that sort of thing, or get home in time to make dinner for the kids. But we're talking about little things like maybe taking the stairs instead of the lift.
Yes.
Not a lot of you on the 32nd floor of some high-rise office tower, but say if you live on the 11th floor at home.
Yeah, all of those things.
Yeah.
I laugh because I've banned my staff from taking the lift, but we are only on the third floor.
What were some of the challenges you've faced, though, setting up Activate Me? This is a crowded space, gyms, spas, wellness, etc.
I think the challenges are the same from any startup. specifically talking startup. You know, it's about people believing your vision. It's everything around capital, funding, finding the right team, building tech, long lead time for enterprise sales. So that's sort of the more machinations of startup. If you think about us as a business, in one sense it's a crowded space, but in another it's not. So the biggest challenge that I face is a lot of people would think of Activate Me and automatically go to, oh, it's just a workout app.
Mm.
For us, we don't want to get lumped in that category because we're an entire platform that does exercise, nutrition, mindset, DNA tests, tracking. So we are far more than your little workout app. So for us, whether or not someone is a member of Guava Pass or someone is a member of Fitness First or someone's got a workout app over here, that's very different to what Activate Me is trying to do with an entire platform.
Briefly tell us how it works. You've got all of these things in a holistic approach to being well.
I guess the easy way of describing that is imagine you had a personal trainer, a dietitian, and a life coach in your pocket. And imagine that that becomes really helpful and convenient for busy people because you've got all these Olympians that have put together all these workouts that are customized to you depending on if you're beginner, intermediate, advanced, or what program you're choosing. Perhaps you're doing diabetes prevent or lose weight or something like that. And then picture on the nutrition side, hundreds of recipes that are healthy and most importantly, Asian, because it's very hard to find healthy Asian recipes. It's easier to find Western healthy recipes. And then imagine every week you get motivation and mindset lessons because we all know what to do. The difficulty is making change, making behavior change, changing inbuilt habits. And so putting all of that together with some more stuff is what Activate Me does in an entire integrated platform in your pocket.
It sounds like you touched on it a wee bit, but are there regional considerations that come into play when you were designing everything?
Yes, you're right. And you know, the listeners can probably hear my Australian accent, but Activate Me is built for Asians. That means that we need to understand the cultural context in a place like Singapore where everyone eats out so much and people perhaps don't cook at home as much. They haven't had 12 seasons of MasterChef, you know.
Like and anecdotally, we're not such fans of the grazing of rabbit food.
Yes. So all of that had to be taken into account. And that means how we work with recipe developers. So the best example I could give you is, let's say I worked with someone in the Philippines, a recipe developer. My first question would be, give me the things that Filipinos actually eat and give me the healthy versions of that.
Mm.
You work backwards from what is happening in real day, everyday life that is either easy to cook or easy to get. Now give me the healthy versions of that. So that localization around culture, recipes, nutrition is something that is really important and integral to how we're trying to do what we do.
What are the biggest differences you've seen, let's say, the Western region versus here in Asia, particularly in terms of movement, exercising? What is the mindset difference between the two places?
That's a really good question. Some of them are say in jest and some of them are serious. I think the serious answer is that coming from a place like Australia, people actually value their fitness and health more. It's a more outdoor lifestyle. We're seeing that change in Asia. There are certain things that make that harder. If you're in KL, just getting around is very difficult and in Singapore it's a lot easier. If you talk about the propensity to run in places like Singapore, you know, the growth of the events market has been an interesting factor because people tend to like to run more than they like to go to the gym. So that's an interesting cultural thing. I think obviously I touched on the nutrition side of eating out, which is probably the biggest change and factor and differentiator between Asia and say, some of the Western countries. But I think the other sort of serious side of that is I think there is a part of Asian culture where the value attested to money first and then figure out your health later is a truism. And so one of my beliefs is that people take their health for granted and you can't buy it back later in life. Mm. And that's a foundational stone upon which I believe, and come to trying to find a solution to healthy active living.
There is a compartmentalization, I think, in the mindset here in Asia, perhaps, where it's let me figure out my survival issues first, earn the money, take care of my family, and then figure out the getting healthy later when I have some time. Ooh, there comes in that excuse again, when I have the time.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think the journey that you have seen in places like the US and Australia is that people have gone from, I want to do this to look good, to I really care what goes in my body and how I live my life. And that's why you see that journey towards whole foods and organics and all of those things in places like that. We can see that moving in a place like Singapore. You can see in Fair Price, organic sections starting to open up. We're seeing salad bars. So we're seeing the changes. We're seeing all the boutiques open. Asia is changing in front of our eyes. People are valuing health and wellness more and more and more.
Anecdotally, Jeremy, I've got to tell you, me and my friends don't like the running outside. You did say that the events market here is expanding exponentially, but it's the sweating, it's the heat, it's the weather that holds us back.
Howie, I laugh because one of the bits of feedback I got very early is people saying, I don't want to sweat. I sweat all day. But
also, it's punishing. The heat is punishing.
Yeah, I laugh and say that in jest. But if I was to answer that from an Activate Me perspective, what happens in the app is when you get your workout of the day, you then choose where you want to work out, at home, outdoors, or at the gym, and it adjusts. And you can follow a workout video at home, or you can follow a plan at the gym, or you can follow a plan for outside. So we're trying to allow that flexibility that there may be people out there that would prefer to either just work out at home. Perhaps they can't afford a gym membership. Perhaps in a place like KL, it's hard to get to the gym. Or there's others that like running, or there's others like me that I probably prefer to go to the gym.
Personally, why is this important to you? Keeping fit and keeping others fit as well.
I mean, it's important to me because I truly believe that without our health and wellness, that it's priceless. I mean, we only have one body and we need to take care of it. And you look at modern day lifestyle and we don't. And it gets harder and harder. And in the unrelenting busyness of being an executive, the thing that gets left at the door is our health, but yet that's actually the thing that when you're 40 plus, you start thinking about the most, and we're all looking after our parents. And so I think it's invaluable to be thinking about your health and wellness, not just from an aspirational side. And I think life is better lived like that, to be able to move your body like it was designed to be, to be able to feel better about yourself. I think one thing, Howie, that people don't realize about workouts is when you finish a workout, you don't just feel better, i.e. endorphins. You feel better about yourself. And that's the thing that you learn to love. It's how you look at the future, how you feel about yourself, your self-confidence, your self-pride. Put all of that together, and that's why I think healthy, active living makes good sense. But it's also really, really important.
At the risk of throwing in some cliches there, health is wealth, right?
It is. It is. It's just that we don't think about it before the age of 40, because between the ages of 20 to 40,
well, it's just the human condition, isn't it?
Yeah.
Only on pain of death.
Yeah.
If something happens and then you start to feel as though you're hampered in terms of movement, oh, rats, I should have taken care of my health when I was younger, that sort of thing. But let's not get to that stage, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's, I guess, why for me, it's a really great and interesting partnership with I Do, because you're sitting in the back of a taxi, you're stressed, you're going from one meeting to the next.
You're fish in a barrel, let's be honest, Jeremy.
Yeah.
You have no choice but to watch,
well,
right?
Yeah, that's right, I guess, because you're tending looking at your phone or you're looking at a screen. And so for us to be able to partner with the, I guess, the largest, video OOH screen provider is important, because it means that people can take that second to think about their fitness, health and wellness. And I hope that that is a juncture for them taking action. And I hope that Activate Me is a way that they can do that in a really convenient way.
How else are you getting the word out that you're here, that you're offering this holistic way to look at health and wellness?
Yeah, our clients are corporates and insurers, so we're not just a B2C offering. For us, the partnership with I2 is just getting the word out there so more eyeballs know about us. My hope is that if there's anyone listening, whether you're a corporate executive, whether you're in insurance, that something like our platform can get utilized for you in corporate health and wellness or your member wellness. So for us, getting the word out there is, you know, something that comes in many forms, from social media to PR to marketing. And to the privilege of being on a show like this.
Check them out at activateme.com. That's ACTIVE, the number 8, ME.com. Jeremy Ralston is founder there. Jeremy, thank you again.
Thanks, Howie.